This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hour one, come on in. Stay a while. Dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. You can watch us on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. Also, our radio affiliates around the country. Got a lot of things to talk about, obviously, with what happened in Denver last night. The Lakers had a chance, another chance to win another game, and now they're down 0-2 heading back home, and the numbers don't look good. But we'll talk about that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. By the way, it is a Meat Friday. It's a beautiful day. Sun is out. You know, even when the weather is not nice, it's a beautiful day when it's a Meat Friday. Smoked baby back ribs.
Whoa.
Todd.
You can stop there.
Whoa.
Smoked baby back ribs, barbecue baked beans, mac and cheese. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah. Okay. That's on the Traeger a little bit later on today. After picking up back-to-back MVPs but failing to reach the NBA Finals, I think a lot of people thought the Nuggets were a one-man team, and then that was the Joker. But they got the number one seed, and now they've had impressive playoff performances by Jamal Murray. Now, you go back to the bubble, and he was great in the bubble as well, but he is averaging 27 a game. He had 37 last night. He scored 23 in the fourth quarter, and now Denver is up 2-0. The series going to Los Angeles. And there's still time for the Lakers to make a push. But keep this in mind. And this is a team that hadn't lost at home in the playoffs. You now have to win four of the next five. Let that sink in. Because you go, oh, they're going back home. You got to win four of the next five if you're going to go to the NBA Finals. But if Murray continues to shoot like he's shooting, the Joker's putting up triple-doubles, then Denver is going to advance. And watching last night, you know, I've said this before, so it's nothing new with LeBron, that he can get to the hoop. He's the most unstoppable player getting to the hoop. Michael Jordan even, you know, co-signed on this. But he wants to shoot the three. It's easier to shoot the three. He is expending a lot of energy on the defensive end if you're trying to guard the Joker. And then at the other end, you're trying to be an offensive force. You take the easier way out because getting to the hoop takes a lot of energy and you're going to get banged around a little bit. And he's shooting the three and he doesn't shoot the three well. And that's a big issue for this team. You go 0-for-6 and you're taking, you know, threes at really important times there. And that's a big issue. You know, he's going to continue to shoot the three. And here's LeBron about having a chance in the series.
You know, until the team beats you four times, then you always have an opportunity to come out of it, you know. So that's the confidence that we should have. And I know it's going to be it's a tough hill to climb up, but we still have an opportunity to, you know, play good basketball and play the best basketball of the series in game three. And like I said, if we can get better from game two, like we did tonight to game three, then we'll put ourselves in a position to do that.
I'm looking at energy here. And certainly with LeBron. You had him. And you should have won game one. LeBron did not play well down the stretch again. They have dropped consecutive games for the first time since mid-March. They had a formula here. That formula has changed a little bit. But if you're watching LeBron, he's now 0 for 10 from three-point range in the conference finals. There's a reason why he's open, folks. They want him to be open. They're okay with him being open. If you said LeBron driving, getting fouled, getting us in foul trouble, shooting free throws, or he's going to shoot the three, we'll let him shoot the three. And, you know, everybody was saying, oh, you got to let it fly. He's open. Let it fly. Once again, there's a reason why he's open. They want him to be. Here's also something to factor in. This, according to ESPN. Teams have a 6-56 series record all time when trailing 2-0 in the conference finals. Two of the six comebacks have been orchestrated by teams led by LeBron James. Cleveland in 07, Cleveland again in 2018. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Joker had another triple-double. And it's an afterthought. It's like, oh, he had a triple-double. Well, what are the numbers? He had a triple-double. And it feels like it's a nightly appearance because that's four consecutive triple-doubles in the playoffs. 13 career triple-doubles in the playoffs. Third most in NBA history behind Magic and LeBron. But it's an afterthought. So is Jamal Murray is an afterthought. And now you're going to hear this. We don't get respect. You're going to hear this from the Nuggets. And if I'm the Nuggets, don't buy into that narrative. Do not. Who cares? Just win. You know when you get respect? When you win. Go to the NBA Finals, win a championship. That's all you need. You hold a trophy, that's called respect right there. And if somebody is not going to give it to you, so what? Who cares? Don't ask for, you know, respect or love or attention. Here's Mike Malone, the Nuggets head coach.
Let's be honest. That was a national narrative was, hey, the Lakers are fine. They're down 1-0, but they figured something out. No one talked about Nikola just had a historic performance. He's got 13 triple-doubles now, third all-time. What he's doing is just incredible, but the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Nikola. The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. So, you know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it, and you come back, and you know what? We're going to go up 2-0.
Okay, here's the Joker on the lack of coverage.
Since we make playoffs, it's like that, so it's nothing new for us. I mean, to be honest, I like it. We don't care, whatever, you know. Even if you remember, even in the bubble, when we beat Utah, they were talking how they blow the lead. When we beat Clippers, how they blow the lead. Nobody talked about how we won the game. So it's normal for us. I don't, to be honest, pay attention at all.
Don't fall into the oh, woe is me. When's the last time you heard put it in your pipe and smoke it? Yes, Eden.
Because, you know, it's another way of saying, like talking about the Lakers' second half adjustments. How someone was outcoached in the second half. And maybe that's why Mike Malone doesn't like that topic.
But he's got to understand what's going on here.
How do you have a historic first half? And we should cover that. And then all of a sudden let the Lakers back into the game? Well, somebody was outcoached.
But he should understand how the media works. I'm surprised that he's saying this. It is about the Lakers. Win or lose, it's about the Lakers. Because you'll have LeBron James on the team. When you win, we want to talk about LeBron and the Lakers and AD. When they lose, we talk about LeBron and AD. That's what happens in the media. You know, the brightest light bulb, the moths fly to that. They flock to that light bulb. Well, that's the Lakers here because people are interested in the Lakers. You know, nationally, people aren't interested in the Nuggets. If you're a basketball fan, a true basketball fan, you certainly understand the greatness of Joker and Jamal Murray shooting and what they've done. You know, San Antonio Spurs dealt with this for a decade. 15 years. They didn't care. You think Tim Duncan went, nobody really covers me. Nobody cares. Tim saying it, Greg Popovich, Tony Parker, Ginobili. Hey, you don't want to cover us? Maybe cover the victory parade we're going to have. If you're Denver, don't say anything. Just play. You don't want fake respect now. Like, man, all right, Nuggets looking pretty good. You're the number one seed. You're supposed to win. Okay? And you did last night. Now go win another game or two. And then you're going to the NBA Finals. You'll get a whole lot of attention then, because if it's you against the Celtics or you against the Heat, you're going to get a lot of attention. But the Nuggets won it by 5. I think the betting line, according to DraftKings, was 5.5. Ends up a 5-point spread. Let's see. Heat and Celtics game 2 coming up tonight. Unbelievable performance. Panthers and the Hurricanes, 4 overtimes. Panthers, that great story continues up 1-0. Stars of the Golden Knights coming up tonight. All right, Seton, what's the poll question today?
Let's see. We got a couple options here. We got a couple of fun ones from the toddler, too, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Do you want to deliver these?
Sure.
Because you're so good at them.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, enjoy peace of mind knowing your home is protected. Customize the perfect system in just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. Yes, Todd?
The Lakers are, cooked, simmering. They will bounce back with fury.
With fury.
Okay.
To get it cooked and simmering.
On a meat Friday.
Friday. Get it?
Thank you, Todd.
And the other I
That's
had
good stuff.
Was LeBron James is aging like a fine wine. Nothing is fine right now. He's just plain aging. For the LeBron haters.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
What happens in game 3 when he goes off? Oh, see, look at him. Year 20. And when he has a bad game,
he's
year
old.
20.
He's old. I saw a headline on the mothership. Is LeBron finally showing his age? Yeah. What if they won last night? Would they have had that headline?
He kind of looked like he was a little age showing, though.
No,
didn't he?
I think he's tired.
He looks exhausted.
Yes, but you know what? They put him on Joker. Because AD is going to roam and had, what, 5 or 6 blocks in there. But, you know, the Lakers wasted an opportunity. Rui Hachimura was great. Austin Reeves had a really good game. A late bank 3, of course. AD, no, not again. And then LeBron. You can't waste those performances by a couple of role players. Yes, yeah,
that's the thing. It's got to be even more mentally exhausting to know that you could be up 2-0 right now if you're the Lakers, and instead you're down 2.
Yeah. But LeBron does look tired. I'm not surprised he looks tired.
Especially how energetic the Nuggets are. I mean, except for Joker.
They run, man.
Everybody else is flying.
They get out and go. Yeah. Joker just gets a rebound and it goes. But LeBron does look tired. And in that altitude, guarding Joker, and that's why he's settling for these 3-pointers. And they're going to let him continue to shoot. And he's a streaky shooter. He's the greatest scorer of all time. He's nowhere near the greatest shooter of all time. And that's where he's so dangerous, but it takes so much energy to get to the hoop. And he's not a great free throw shooter. So there's part of him, and as players get older, they don't drive as much. I mean, Jordan went down on the blocks. He didn't drive it. When he was Air Jordan, getting knocked down by the Pistons, then all of a sudden he's like, all right, I got to develop something else. He did. He was down on the blocks, and he would take you to school. But that's LeBron. It needs to be down on the blocks. He needs to be taking it to the hoop, get him in foul trouble. But that takes energy to do that. And you have to guard Joker at the other end. That's a tall task. Yeah, Paulie?
That would be the frustrating thing for me as a Laker fan, because when LeBron takes it to the hole, only good things happen. He could pass, he gets fouled, he hits a pretty good free throw shooter. But it does feel like the three-pointer sometimes is a pacing maneuver for him, where I'll shoot it. If it goes in, great. If it doesn't, I only have to walk 10 steps back to get set up on defense. And I can almost understand it, because what is the guy played 280 playoff games? I mean, it's silly.
Yeah, but at some point, the guy who's got the unbelievable basketball IQ has to understand, why are they letting me shoot the three? If I know what's going on, he knows what's going on. Hey, I got a wide open three. Whenever you play pickup, and then you go, like, let that person shoot. Remember Caitlin Clark in the tournament? Like, ah, go ahead, shoot. There's a reason why.
I've been that guy playing pickup. Yeah. I'm like 8 feet away, like, go ahead, let that guy shoot.
Let Paulie shoot. Let Paulie shoot. Miami Heat, 9 points they get tonight. They are 9-point underdogs. All right? What?
They're begging you to take the Heat on that one. The instant reaction is they're begging you to bomb the Heat.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We'll come back. We're going to do the over-under, okay? Points for the Heat and the Celtics, and also the Nuggets and the Lakers. I have the point spread for Saturday, and I have the over-unders for certain individuals.
Steven's been dominating us the last couple of days.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He's our Joker.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Just getting started here. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Check in with the Lakers. We're back after this. I'll tell you about spending an afternoon with Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Had a lot of fun yesterday with Guy. We'll talk about that as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, we just got those Monopoly Prism cards. Man, do those look spectacular. There's all kinds of great things with Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. They have the brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, one-of-a-kind digital cards. I love the Monopoly Prism card so much, I actually keep the box over here so I know that it's not going to go away and end up in somebody else's
Good
hands.
Thinking.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Collectors can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, NFL Prism, La Liga packs. These are the official products from the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Panini NFT platforms, one-of-a-kind digital cards, VIP experiences, Panini NFT trading cards. They got memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every base pack. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math
and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Somebody's happy today, right, Fritzy?
Love it.
Yeah.
Easy lover.
Yeah.
All day long with that.
Yeah, Paul.
Great pump-up song, you know, to get pumped up on a Friday.
Yeah.
For a game. I know a lot of athletes use this
easy
song.
Easy lover. Yeah. Get fired up. Come on, get up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Dancing in front of the mirror,
yeah.
Doing your hair.
Yeah.
Feathering your hair with a hair dryer.
Feeling good. Feeling good about myself.
Yeah, a little cologne behind the ear.
How am I looking, Willis?
Dracar.
Right. Yeah. All right, so the Miami Heat are getting 9 tonight against the Celtics. Jason Tatum over under. Todd, I'll start with you.
27.5.
Seton.
26.5.
Marv.
30.5.
Paulie.
29.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Jimmy Butler over under. Marv?
29.5.
Paulie?
30.5.
Seton?
27.5.
Todd?
25.5.
28.5. Jaylen Brown over under tonight. Todd?
23.5.
Seton?
25.5.
Marv?
24.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. All right. By the way, I got the numbers for... I don't know why I love doing this.
Happy
DraftKings. The Nuggets on Saturday are getting 5.5 against the Lakers. Over under Anthony Davis. Marvin?
42.5.
Okay. All right. Paulie?
23.5.
Seton?
17.5.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Cold. No, he bounces back.
Oh, that's right. There's a bounce back game.
Bounce back game.
52.5.
Yes. Todd?
28.5.
24.5. Over under LeBron James. Marvin?
26.5.
Paulie?
Ooh, 27.5.
Todd?
He's going to be angry. 30.5.
Seton?
29.5.
25.5 for LeBron. He's
overrated.
Getting... Is he starting to show his age?
Not top 10.
All right. The Joker. don't start. The Joker. Over under Saturday night against the Lakers. Seton O'Connor.
150.5. He is the best player.
Seton's been reading some of the tweets that we're getting from Nuggets fans.
Gosh.
Give us a sample of what the Nuggets
you
fans...
You guys, for our forgotten time zone, never gets talked about. It's about time you guys are catching up with the national media who's ignoring us this whole time.
We love the Mountain Time Zone. No one supports the Mountain Time Zone.
Yes.
The best sports watching time zone.
Love that.
No one talked about the Nuggets were great.
Yes, Marv.
We'll start talking about them when they go back to those Alex English uniforms.
Okay.
Say that again.
Yeah.
So nice.
I'll try it again. Hey, Marv, what?
No, I just said it. Alex English uniforms.
Okay.
Go back to them.
I did like those. I think the Nuggets have some nice uniforms.
Good
like
color scheme, too.
Yeah, that's nice. But don't ask for respect. Doesn't matter. Just ask the Spurs. They didn't care. Just win. That's all. And the reason why you might not get respect is because you haven't done anything.
You got to win. Okay? But it's going to be about the Lakers. Lakers, one way or another. The Cowboys get more attention than any other team in the NFL. I don't know if the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, are complaining about it, aside from Travis Kelce. But, you know, the Eagles, are they complaining? Cowboys, they get clicks. They get views. People are curious about them. Great fan base. Big fan base. That's the reason why. The Lakers. And then you put LeBron there. It's just the way it is. Don't fight it, but you can change it. Change it by winning. But don't, you know, nobody cares or, you know, the mountain time zone. Nobody cares. Just play. Just win. You get on a national stage, and then everybody's going to notice the Denver Nuggets. Okay. Joker over under. Paulie?
26.5.
Did anybody else get their guesses there? Todd?
28.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, I'll take one. I'll take one.
Yeah.
And they're underrating it. They score more points than that.
Seton's reading the tweets, and I go, I think you're going to have to read those on the air.
Because that's weird. Here, the higher elevation is better.
Because nobody gave us a chance.
We've been telling you for 3 years that he's the best player ever. No one paid attention.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I really hope they don't lose this series. The NBA's rigged against us. They didn't want to see us win.
To put this in perspective, the total number of playoff games that LeBron James has played in. Anybody want to take a guess? If I gave you over under 250 playoff games in his career.
Jeepers, creepers.
250 playoff games, over under. Marv?
Over.
Okay. Todd?
I'll go a little over.
All right. Seton?
Like a slightly under.
280 career playoff games.
Holy smokes.
So that's almost 4 years of playoff games. So here he is in year 20, and then you put four more years on him. Total playoff games from the Nuggets starting five. So LeBron is at 280. The total playoff games from the Nuggets starting five, the starting five last night. Yes, Marv?
24.
24?
The whole starting five.
Everybody.
28.
No. Hey, knucklehead. 225. You got Joker with 61, Murray 46, Caldwell Pope 43, Porter Jr. the third 42, and Gordon 33. Yes, Marv.
I'm waiting for that guy to go off one day.
Gordon?
No, Porter Jr.? Mm. He's so talented.
Yeah.
Paulie, he might feel the same way I do. That guy has so much ability, and it's like, man.
He's had so much ability since his freshman year at Missouri, but he got hurt. Yes, yes, Eden.
You know what he does, too, that is just killer? When somebody else makes a three-pointer on his team or has a big play or something, he starts laughing. Or he's got, like, this big smile, almost like he's laughing. Oh, man, he's just a killer.
Okay. Oh, so that's you're saying something positive.
I would imagine it gets under people's skin when they're on the court. Right. But it's kind of an awesome move.
Yes, Paul?
Michael Porter Jr. may be one of those guys that we stop waiting for him to be an alpha dog. And he's just a really good complimentary player. Because, like, on that team, he works. He can shoot outside. He plays well.
Yeah.
But it's almost like there's certain guys that you look at and be like, that guy's not averaging 26 and 10. Remember Rudy Gay? And he had a very nice career.
Yeah.
But I was like, where is that guy tearing people up? Or, you know, there's certain players. And he's a good player, Michael Porter. He doesn't stink. It's just you're waiting for that.
Yeah. He might be who we think he is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Marv.
That's the... If he puts it all together, first team right there. If he ever puts it all together.
24 years old. Been around for 5 years.
Yeah.
First team if he puts it all together.
Who else would be that if he puts it all? Is Anthony Davis on that list? If he puts it all together.
No, because we've seen him put it together.
Okay. It just, it falls apart and then you have to reassemble it, though.
Right, but we've seen it together.
He's one of the top 75 players in the history of the game. And there are times you watch and you go, man, where'd it go? I just love to see passion, you know? And not fake. I want you to be aggressive. sense of urgency. And that I think that's what bothers people. When Anthony Davis doesn't play well, it seems like he doesn't care about playing well. And then when he plays well, they're like, God, it comes so naturally to him. And it's frustrating. And he's taken a couple of threes last night, and I'm like, ah, get to the hoop, guys. You know, you got a couple of guys who can shoot. The other guys, get to the hoop. That's what you need to do. Buddha in San Francisco. Welcome back, Buddha.
Nobody. Dan, I can't tell you, Dan, how frustrating this iteration of the Lakers is, Dan. I mean, yesterday, Dan, when people talk about LeBron, that's like my list. You know how lists get you fired up? I got Nick Wright energy this morning, Dan.
But okay, all right.
It gets me going, Dan. Like, you know, why do people have such consternation with him? Like games like last night, shooting Aaron three-pointers, missing wide-open dunks in the open court, missing last-second layups, point blank. It's like, you know, he has the IQ of, you know, he has the best IQ, they say, but why is he taking these shots? It's just so frustrating to me, Dan. I mean, and another point of consternation, Dan, is LeBron, for Laker fans anyways, he's like, you know when a stepdad rolls into your life and it's like, it's not really your dad, but he's in the building. And, you know, it's like, I'm a Kobe disciple, bleeds purple and gold, Dan, and LeBron's just never going to get there. And that's another point of, you know, frustration for Laker fans too, man. But
well, you guys are never going to accept LeBron as one of your own, and I certainly understand that. You know, he's not homegrown. Kobe was. Magic was. You know, James Worthy, he's yours. But LeBron is sort of like coming through, and he'll probably go to another team at some point before his career is over. But while he's there, got you a title, maybe gets you another title. But it is frustrating. But for somebody who has that high basketball IQ, I would ask, if somebody's leaving me open, why are they leaving? I'm the greatest scorer in the history of the game. Well, it's not because of your jump shot. It's because you get to the hoop. You put teams in foul trouble, but that takes energy. You can sort of float on the defensive end and then use all your energy on the offensive end. You know, Larry Bird would do that. It wasn't like he was a lockdown defender. He played the passing lanes. Let me get to the other end. I'll do my damage. And LeBron having to guard Joker, just that physicality. Now you got to go to the other end. And he's probably saying, oh, do I want to drive to the hoop? Yeah, Marv.
I started laughing because every time I hear about Larry Bird in defense, Charles Barkley once said, as long as Larry Bird's in the league, I'll only be the second worst defender in the NBA.
I think if you check, Larry Bird made all defensive team a couple of times.
Yeah, I think he led the league in steals one year.
Yeah, I think Bird was on the all defensive team a couple of times. Yeah, it's like Rafael Palmeiro. Didn't he make all defensive team at first base, but he played 15 games at first base.
Like he won a gold glove?
I think he won a gold glove. You can check that. I think maybe with the Rangers. He was a DH, but he won a gold glove. I think he played 15 games at first base. But, that, you know, Bird would be on the all defensive team. Man, he plays the passing lanes. Okay.
I have him making all defensive second team three times.
Okay. Yeah, you can't make him, you can't put him on first team. But, you know, Bird on second team, all right. Hey, he plays those passing lanes, man.
Those 3 years in a row.
Okay, did. But then when you think of the greatest players and the greatest plays in the history of the NBA, one of Larry Bird's top five plays of all time is a defensive play where he got the steal on Isaiah. And he feeds DJ. DJ lays it in. You think of Michael Jordan. People don't bring this up. The steal on Karl Malone that led to Michael hitting the jumper to beat the Jazz. LeBron, the block on Andre Iguodala. Great players also playing, having big plays defensively. All right, Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew.
Oh, good morning, Dan and Dennett. Happy Meat Friday. Yeah, you're right on it. I did miss a stat of the day that you did while I was talking to Tyler, but I don't know if it had to do with LeBron's threes, but He's missed 19 straight threes in the fourth quarter. He's only 1 for 20 for threes in the fourth quarter this postseason. Wow. I mean, his legs are just tired. You're just right. He just doesn't want to take it to the hoop. That's bad on his knees. It's a lot of physicality. He could have done that with Jamal Murray in game one, just gotten a two-pointer. They would have given it to him. We could have went back and forth for 50 more seconds. Instead, he jacks it up. Yeah. They get the rebound. They go down, and Joker gets an and one. So same thing in game two, but I still stand by my Lakers. Maybe not in six, maybe in seven. Like you said, they need to do 4 out of 5. But with that, I have a stat of the day, but it's not a Lakers stat of the day. It's a Nugget stat of the day.
Oh, well, then we don't want it on the show.
The Joker now has 13 playoff triple-doubles and only 61 postseason games. That's the best percentage in postseason history at 21.3%. The next closest is 15.8%, which is Magic Johnson. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy just sent me some information. Rafael Palmeiro won the Gold Glove at first base. In 1999, he started 28 games at first base. He played 100. He was a DH for 128 games. Now, Palmeiro won Gold Gloves in 97 and 98 when he was a full-time first baseman. He won an award at a position he hardly played. That might be the worst when you think, you know, Larry Bird, second team all defense, okay. But a Gold Glove, you know, that the standard for excellence, and he's out there for, I mean, he must have been unbelievable in those 28 games at first base. Winning a Gold Glove. Wow. Ahmad in Miami. Hey, Ahmad, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP and the backroom guys. How's everything?
Great, great.
First thing I want to talk about is my Florida Panthers taking down the Carolina Hurricanes in game one. Oh, that was a beautiful thing. 4 overtime periods, but Matthew Tkachuk got it done. I think he should be the player today. Nominate him.
Okay. All right. Marvin, we want Tkachuk to be the play of the day.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Next.
All right. We'll do that for Ahmad. Yeah. All right.
Down the Celtics in game one. I got Heat in 6. We took down one team in the Garden. We're going to take down another one.
All
enjoy
right.
your weekend.
All right, Ahmad. Thank you. Fun. Thank you. It feels like hockey fans would stay to the very end. And I don't know, baseball fans, do you stay if it's a 14-inning baseball game? But when you think about, am I going to stay? Yes. But, this is at the Hurricane. The Panthers continue to surprise people. But it's 4 overtimes. And also, we have a suggestion here. If you have a hockey game that goes into, let's say, after 2 overtimes, because you don't have a shootout. And so if you're there, you should get free coffee. And I'm suggesting Ding Dongs. Free coffee. Ding Dongs look like a hockey puck. But then I am worried if the home team loses, they're going to be throwing ding-dongs on the ice.
Oh, the sponsors will be lined up for that.
But if you're going to say you stay, now I'm going to give you a little boost of energy as you watch the game and then you drive home late at night. No beer sales. You get coffee and you get ding-dongs. And you could get ding-dongs with the logo of the home team.
There you go.
Or you could have the visiting team where you're biting in and devouring the opposition.
Well, you put a line through it like Ghostbusters through the visiting team logo. On the
Who's design. With me?
Love yeah. all
Who's
of that.
Who's with me? Coffee, ding-dongs, get Hostess to sponsor it, Dunkin' Donuts. We're good to go. Yeah, see?
How often does a game like that happen?
Not very often.
Oh.
Yeah, not very often.
Got it.
But let's just say it goes into overtime.
Yeah.
It automatically, overtime, everybody goes and gets their coffee and their ding-dongs. That's it. Any of you want to throw in a ho-ho in there, you can throw in ho-hos.
Ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs, awesome. Very underrated. Yes, Todd.
Those would be very long concession stands, though, if the whole arena went to go get their free coffee. I don't know if you got to bring it out to
No,
them.
No, you just put it out there. It's overtime. It's free. Here we go. put those canisters of coffee, and you pour your own coffee, and you put one ho ho or ding dong, one ding dong per customer. Well, there,
you can't really do the honor system. You know, someone's going to grab like 38
ding dong.
No, no, no.
You're going to. I'm handing them out. It's like trick or treat. You would grab a couple.
I would. I'd grab like 5 packs of ding dongs for sure.
Yes. All right. Who is going to be? What's going to be the play of the day? That's next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Here's Brent Burns, keeps it to the outside. Sam Bennett keeps it in out front. Kachuk is shot. He scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, the overtime winner! The Panthers take game 1-3-2, the final! Matthew Kachuk ends the marathon, and the Panthers go home happy tonight here in Raleigh.
Panthers Radio Network. That's Matthew Kachuk. With 12 seconds left to go in the fourth overtime as Florida takes game one against Carolina in Carolina. Play of the day brought to you by Traeger. We have the Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. It's here, and there's three different cooking zones on there. Also, the first gas-powered grill that they have in their lineup. The Traeger Flat Rock, exploring new flavor frontiers. You can check it out today at Traeger.com. Remember, use the promo code DPSHOW. To get free shipping. Speaking of cooking, I took a visit to Flavortown yesterday with Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He came to Stanford, Connecticut. He called me up and he said, hey, what time you get done with the show? And I told him, he said, all right, I'm going to be at this restaurant and I'd like you to co-host the show with me. Now,
I've been invited to be on different shows before, but I don't want to be on the show because I don't want to ruin the show that I love. And Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, it's guy shows up with his Camaro, parks outside, says something pithy, and then he points to the sign, and then we go in and we watch him cook up a batch. So I show up, and he says, all right, this is what we're going to do. We act like we were in the Camaro. We slam the doors, and then we walk, and then we're on camera, and then all of a sudden he introduces me. We walk in, and then we go into the back, into the kitchen. It's a Greek restaurant, and lamb shank is what they had, with potatoes and tomatoes, some feta cheese, and you're just on camera talking. And guy knows what he's talking about. I know how to eat. I don't know how to cook, but you're eating on camera, and it's a little awkward. I think it comes out in the fall. I'll let you know. But guy, first of all, he's got it down to a science. Like, that dude is very, very sharp. And his, you know, asking questions, the, you know, the conversation, keeping it moving. Great, great crew that they have. They were doing three restaurants yesterday, three today, and I think a couple tomorrow. And they just, they're traveling the country. But they've got it down to a science. It's like almost an assembly line to make those things. It's quick. It's like, all right, get it going. Here we go. All right, and then I'm going to ask this question, and you put it in the oven, and it's going to be that, and then take it out, and then we're going to, then we start eating. And I just started eating. I'm not asking any questions. I'm like, I haven't eaten. I'm hungry. And so guy's doing all the, you know, he's asking the chef all these things, and I'm going, I don't care what, I don't have any questions. You know, my question was, can I, do you have a, you know, to-go you know, carton that I could take this in. Yeah, Paulie.
We have a few questions about this because most people don't get to see behind the curtain. This is the Citizen Kane of food shows. Ooh, I mean, think about it.
Well, well.
when you eat or you take a bite of the food, do you do reaction face because you're aware you're on camera? Like,
no, I just ate.
But don't you, don't you do
well,
the
Well, no,
sounds?
I you know, it's one of those when somebody says, like your wife will say, hey, you know, how is it? It's good, hon. I haven't stopped eating. So that was really
that's
what
a compliment.
Yes.
I've also heard that the Camaro is off limits.
Oh, no, you can.
You sat in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's people out there who've, there's a lot of rumors about that show.
You're not allowed to touch it.
That's interesting.
You're not allowed to sit in it.
Oh, that's kind of what I meant.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I could, but he doesn't want a parade of people sitting in his Camaro.
Okay.
But that's, I think it's a 68 Camaro. But it's it doesn't have a lot of miles. He didn't put a lot of miles on it.
Was there a lot of reaction when people saw that he was in town?
Sure. Yeah. And it's not like he can sort of blend in with everybody, given how he looks. You know, he's the Billy Idol of kitchens. And, you know, he's got all of his rings and bracelets and watches and his hair and his sunglasses, his Camaro. He wants you to see him. But we had a great time. And he was very generous to let me be a part of that show. And I hope I didn't come off. You know, when I say not everybody gets my sense of humor, I hope that it doesn't come off that way for his audience. They're like, who is this guy? Because
not everybody gets your sense of humor, Dan.
No, they do not. No.
Oh, boy.
Because when my wife goes, how did it go? And I go, good. And she goes, what? And I go, you know, guy wanted me to be like I am on my show. And she goes, well, but the people who watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, do they know your personality? I go, I don't know. But I got the feeling that maybe I was a little too me. So I'm waiting for the blowback here. Yes, Paul.
I've always wondered what people who host those type of shows do if they don't like the food, if they're not fond of it. Because I used to watch Anthony Bourdain's show, and he occasionally would not be in favor of the food he was eating. He'd be like, you know what? It's not for me, but people down here seem to love it.
Yeah, but he was eating crazy things like, you know, snails in Istanbul, or, you know, you're eating worms in Pakistan or something, and be like, all right. This is a little bit different, though, with guy, because, you know, they it was a Greek restaurant and they were making lamb shank. But what time?
Does the episode have a cute title like the Lamb Shank Redemption? They always have to have like a little cute.
Thank you, Ty.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad.
Average.
But I did go to Flavor Town.
Silence of the Lamb Shanks.
Okay.
You tell me things, I tell you things, Clarice.
T and Todd up there.
Quid pro quo.
Go ahead.
What happened? Why did you only stay for a few weeks with your uncle and aunt? Why did you hear the screaming of the lambs? What happened to your lamb, Clarice? Fumbling fingers in the backs of cars. Fumbling fingers running all the way to the FBI.
Todd has had two hours of sleep, and he's on a drug.
I'm on low-dose prednisone.
Prednisone.
Bronchial situation. I am wired up. I can't sleep or anything.
Yes. Thank God it's a low dose. Thank God.
Places the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again. Put the lotion in the basket.
Okay. I'm going to warn you, the audience, you have two more hours of this. Just warning you. We'll check in with the Lakers. Hour two. More phone calls as well on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.